So yesterday we did some Reish Lamed and Reish Lamed Aleph. We rushed through a bit at the end. Wanted to finish up the Mishnah Berura and look at the Bir Halacha, and then we'll move on to Mincha. So the aside of Simin Reish Lamed Aleph is the pasuk in Mishlei B'chol Drachecha Da'ehu, to know Hashem in all our ways, as formulated in the Mishnah Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shemayim. A quick overview of yesterday's Simin Reish Lamed Aleph. Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shemayim. Our job in this world is to sanctify the mundane and take those things that everybody does, every Jew, every guy, every human being, and elevate it and sanctify it for a mitzvah by eating and drinking and sleeping and doing everything and playing ball. Everything is to be strong and to be healthy and to be able to serve Hashem better, and thereby turning all those mundane activities into mitzvahs. Okay, and that is Reish Lamed Aleph, which we rushed through yesterday. We did do the Mishnah Berurah at the end, Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Ches. You say, even if you're speaking in Chachma, it should be the Shem Shemayim, Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Ches, for Kol Shekein, Sipura Ubinyani Masa V'matan. If he's talking business, Tzarich Shadeh Kamarat Hashem Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to support your family and to pay tuition and to give money to tzedakah and support aniyim. So a person in talking business should have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. Dahainu shel b'melit panetz. He should have a way of supporting himself. Kidei shelo yavol de gezel. A person who, God forbid, is choking for money, is tempted with a nisayon to steal money. And even if he's very wealthy, he has enough money to support himself and his kids for the rest of his life. Gamking, it could still be the Shem Shemayim. Gamking, it's yali famim, but meshi mishtadel harvos asako dvar mitzvah. It could still be a dvar mitzvah. Doesn't just have to be the become the richest man in the world, which is not a mitzvah. Kigon shekavanosu laharbas mitzdaka. He wants to give more tzedaka. Gmilas chasodim aydeizel. Do more chesed. Oh shekavanosu likach asokim tachas rishusok. Namtzim loch alani yisrael. Or to give jobs, the people that need jobs, a huge mitzvah. Sheyistaku lachios navsham, the highest form of shikozeu bechlat tzedaka ula mimena. That is the highest form of tzedaka, to be able to give a job to a poor person so that he shouldn't need to come to tzedaka. He's supporting himself respectfully. He doesn't. Not no embarrassment. He's not going around collecting money. You give him a job. Who move up your day as a ration now of Hilchos Tzedaka. Vayin Shem Shemachzik B'Yad Yisrael. Shemach, one who helps a Jew who's struggling. V'nosi lo melacha. He gives him a job. Kedei Shiyistake. V'yitzarech labrios lishol. He shouldn't need to collect tzedaka for himself. Who makayim b'zeh ha-mitzasaseh de umoto yado imach v'echazak tabo. Very chashuv a mitzvah. And I was looking recently in Chofetz Chaim's Avos Chesed, and he talks a lot there about Dafke giving, you know, employing Jews and buying from Jews as opposed to non-Jews. And when you're giving parnasa to a Jew, that's the highest form of tzedakah, and it's something that's very chashuv. Okay, that is the Mishnah Berurah of Reish Lamed Aleph. Okay, now we have the Bir Halacha. It's a Bir Heitev with the Kasha and the Bir Halacha with the answer. Okay, the Shaila is, this is a very famous, somewhat controversial topic. And that is Koilu. Says the Bir Halacha, Kosa B'tshuvas Dvar Shmuel. The Dvar Shmuel asks the following question. Sheila. What is the proper path for a person to take? Should a person sit and learn Torah, teach Torah, amass Talmidim, but not make a parnasa, and he has to be supported by others, by the community? Oh, you should go to work. Umilachanikia, get a good clean job. Call you me Ashabua. The last thing Batura the Vakiram Shabbos and he'll learn on Shabbos. Mr. Bialacha points out, doesn't mean he's not learning all week, Chas v'Shalom. We have a mitzvah, like Gisayom Valaila, he has to be Kove Itam Batura, but he learns a little bit during the week, he learns a lot on Shabbos, and he's supporting himself. What's better? for him to support himself and minimize his learning, or for him to be supported by the community and maximize his learning and teaching. So it's interesting, in the modern world today, it is respectable. I mean, people want their sons perhaps to be doctors and lawyers, but a rabbi is a respectable position. A teacher is also somewhat respectable, maybe, possibly, perhaps. But sitting and learning already is, you know, living off of the community. The rabbi is also living off the community. The teachers are also living off the community. So here he's talking about the rabbi. He's talking about the Rebbe. So that's the question of the Dvash Shmuel. Then he has an answer. So there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah speaks very strong against taking money from the community to sit and learn. He calls it Chil Hashem. He speaks very, very, very stark. There's a huge Kesef mission. What? The Rambam. There's a huge Kesef mission over there where he basically says before the Rambam they disagree with him, and after the Rambam they disagree with him, and they've always been disagreeing with him, and that's been the Mahalach. That's what the Jewish community has been doing, been supporting the rabbi, not that the rabbi goes out to work. Now, on the one hand, they're talking about the rabbi. On the other hand, there's no difference necessarily between the rabbi and the Rosh Kol and the Avreichim. The Beis Yosef in the Bach, and then it's discussing Yeredeya, Reish Mem Vav, the Beis Yosef Bach, Shachem Taz, Marashal. They all fight with the Rambam, and they all disagree with the Rambam. Then there's a famous tshuva from Moshe. So let's see what he says over here in the Bir Halacha. Halfway down. So he has the kasha of the Dvar Shmuel, V'atik biktar ikar tshuvaso l'sho'alo. Okay, now, by me it says, over there, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Hey. It should be Perek Gimel. Ach, nir l'ni es da'iti shafila Rambam yaskim b'nidon didan l'hatid de'ein don efshar mishi efshar. It's very hard to be able to learn and to do both. Okay, see, once you talk about the Zakos Basarabim, you're talking more about teaching than learning. So in the olden days, the Chumash Salishka, the Beis Hamikdash, we gave the money to the Rabbanim and to the, that was community funds, to the Dayanim. The Gemara talks about it in Ksuvis. And Ramesha talks very, very stark. Now, the Ramah, it's an interesting sugya. We're not going to spend so much time on it. With which Gemara? That Gemara? I don't know. He has many Gemaras on his side. Many Gemaras. And Mishnah is Gemara. He's got a lot on his side. And the Bach goes one by one trying to... You know, the Iker one is Hillel, right? Hillel is no starker kol avrich than Hillel. But Hillel chopped wood, earned 2 pennies, gave one to get into the Beis Medrash, and one to support his family. That's only because nobody really wanted to support Hillel. But once Hillel became the Nasi, they did support Hillel. And the Rambam's talking even about the rabbi. He's not talking just about the Avreichim. Now, there is another Rambam, a famous Rambam. Okay. Now, there's another Rambam at the end of Shemitah and Yovel that says anyone wants to be part of Shevet Levi and dedicate his life to Torah and not go to work, he has the right to do that, which seems to contradict this one. The Radvaz over there tries to say there's no contradiction. Okay, now, so Rav Moshe was asked about Avreichim. And that's brought down over here. Dereshu footnote 8, Le'inyan l'kichas kasef me'akola, Rav Moshe writes, Shebizmanenu, okay, post Holocaust, ancient pickbook was there, the Aflomi Midas Chasidus. So the other rabbi, Ata Sayyita, he says it's the Yitzhara. If a person comes and says, you know, I really want to learn, but I'm not going to take community money, I'd rather go to work. So he says, that's the Yitzhara. Shola Kachas Timicha Miacherim, Kerem Shaloi Kach, Levasov Yazar Tamudu Lagamre. And he says, either the halacha is not like the Rambam. They don't bring this all down, but he says either halacha is not like the Rambam, or even if the halacha is like the Rambam, so that's like Me'ikar Adin. But Eis Lasson Hashem, if we don't support our learning people, there won't be learning people, there won't be teaching people, there won't be any people. So.
Taking to support them.
Yeah, throughout the Doros, they all say that. They all go against this Rambam. There's a long Rama over here in Reish Mevav Chaf Aleph. Okay, the bottom line is that one does have a right to choose to sit and learn and have the community support him. If the community is willing to support him, if they're not willing to support him, they're not willing to support him. Well, you're paying big fat tuition checks. Okay, the halacha is, the shayla is not just by Avreichim. The shayla is by Rabbanim and Mechanchim and all these jobs. Okay, right. That is Reish Lamed Aleph. Okay, I feel like you did a siyum because you finished Reish Lamed Aleph. It's huge. Now we're out to Mincha. So Kachila's going to be upset, but I'm going to skip Reish Lamed Beis for now. Because you can't start Reish Lamed Beis on a Wednesday, it just doesn't work. It's too deep, too complicated, and too long. So we're skipping to Reish Lamed Gimel. Reish Lamed Gimel is also a lot more fun. And hopefully we'll be able to finish Reish Lamed Gimel tomorrow, and then next week we can tackle Reish Lamed Beis, which is much more difficult. Simin Reish Lamed Gimel is Zman Tfilas HaMincha. So the Mechaber starts off with the beginning of the Zman, and then it gets on to the end of the Zman. Let's start with the beginning of the Zman. So first of all, the Gemara Brachos and the famous Tfilas HaShachar Perek, which many of us learned, was the first Perek they taught us in sixth grade. Davening comes from two sources. Either Tfilos Avos Tiknum comes from the Avos, or Tfilos Keneged Tmidin Tiknum. Those are the two opinions brought down in Brachos Chavavon Beis. Now, it's interesting. Then the Gemara goes on to compare the davening to the Zman of the Korbanos. It only talks about the Sov Zman. Also in that famous mission. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. It only gives the end Zman, not the early Zman. Okay? The Rosh over there at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Brachos addresses this, and he basically says we learn it after the Korbanos. And since the end Zman corresponds to the Korbanos, the beginning Zman also corresponds to the Korbanos. Okay, so let's talk, what's the beginning Zman of Mincha? So the Mishnah in the beginning of Pesach Sheni, Pesachim Nun Ches, Perek 5, Perek Tomid Nishchat, tells us that the Korban Tomid on a regular day was Nishchat B'Shmonu B'Mechza, the Korban B'Teisho Mechza, 8 hours and 8.5 hours it was slaughtered and sacrificed 9.5 hours. And then, in extenuating circumstances, like Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, where they had to bring the Korban Pesach after the Tamid, and tonight is Shabbos, so they can't roast the Korban Pesach, they have to do it all on Friday. So they made the Korban Tamid earlier, and they slaughtered it, B'Sheish V'Mechza, the earliest possible Zman. So they'd have time to bring the Korban Pesach and roast it before Shabbos. Okay. Based on this, the Rambam says that the Iker Zman Mincha is at 9.5 hours. Well, that's what we call Mincha Ktana. 9.5 hours in the day. The midday is 6 hours, right? End of the 6 hour, another 3.5 hours. 9.5 hours in the day. Because that's what the Korban Tamid on a normal day was sacrificed, 9.5 hours. The Rambam says, but if you bring the Korban Tamid, or I'm sorry, if you dave mincha from a half hour after Chatzos, Sheishu Mechza, so then you go say, which sounds like it's Bidiyevi, which sounds like really we're supposed to dive in mincha by mincha ktana, and mincha gdola is only Bidiyevi. And that's how we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. The Rosh and the Torah just say, no, the Zman is from 6.5 hours. That's the beginning Zman of the Korban. That's the Zman. Okay, yeah, we're not up to the Ad yet. Okay, so let's see that inside right now. Reish Lamed Gimel Aleph. Mi she'espal tefilas ha-mincha la'achar she'ishos u'mechzo l'malo yotza. If you daven from 6.5 hours, which is a half hour after Chatzos, you're yotze. The Iker Zman, the Iker Zman is from 9.5 hours. That is like the Rambam. because the Korban Tami was generally sacrificed 9.5 hours, and it's only B'Shas Tzadchak that they slaughtered it 6.5 hours, and therefore Mincha should be davened 9.5 hours. Mishmas of Katan Aleph Shis Pala that Tfilas HaMincha Kineged Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim Tiknua. Shachris is Tamid Shel Shachar, Mincha is Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Uzman Shchitaso Mida Araisa Hatzchalaso Achas Sheishaso Mechza. Min HaTorah, the Zman, we'll discuss this in a minute, it's a little bit controversial, but the Zman is 6.5 hours in the day. Dainu Chati Sha'a Achar Chatzos Hayom. Half hour after Chatzos. V'rak Mishum Kidei Shuichol Nahakiv Kabon Oz Yochid Mikodem Ba 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 Ba. Okay. Okay, then he says, skip down three lines, except for Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos, like we said, Sheyushochten HaTamid B'sheish, then they would slaughter at the earliest possible time, which is half hour after Chatzos. The Al-Kena, therefore, says the Machaber, based on the Rambam, Iker Zman Tfilas HaMincha Lechatchila Miteishe U'mechzo L'mala. The Iker Zman of Mincha is 9.5 hours. Ki Neged HaTamid, Sheyumakim Michal Yom. That's when you can start bringing the carbon, as we see in Erev Pesach, Shechal Yotz, and Erev Shabbos. Now it says in Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh Me'arishonim Shemekilin Lechatchila Mishei Shumechzo L'mala. And there are some Rishonim, like the Tur and the Rush, who say, no, the Lechatchila you can do from 6.5 hours. Sharatim points out that's the rush in the tour. Vayim bebir agrosh and mashma also shematzadi kemosam. Even though Dirshu dug up a shnos Eliyahu, who seems to say not like that. Now lemaisa the minhag olam all yeshivas that have mincha gedola. I don't know all yeshivas. Many yeshivas mincha gedola. Certainly for Ashkenazim that's mikubal. Maybe Sephardi yeshivas are makbid to do dafka mincha ktana. I don't know. Now the Mishnah Berurah throws in a little kind of compromise over here. So he says yesh. We would also expect the Ramah to argue. The Ramah does not argue on the Mechaber over here. So in theory, I suppose it is better to daven by mincha ktana, even though the minig in yeshiva seems to be mincha gedola. Then the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Val kopani rimotze lecha." A person wants to eat. That's discussed in Reish Lamed Beis, which we skipped. Allah says laderech. Oh, shatvi chalasbal matzibor. And if he's going to wait, he's going to miss the minyan. So then the kuliyam omotu lasbal lechatchil mishei shal to mechzol lamala. So if you have other reasons that you want to daven earlier, so then it becomes a chatchila. So yeshivas, maybe they want to, I don't know. Whatever the cheshbon is, when I say that's what's done. Never heard of anyone being makbid dafka the daven min chaktan, certainly not Ashkenazim. I don't know about this right. Okay, so that's the discussion. Is the ikazman from 9.5 hours, 6.5 hours? Fine. Now, the question is, when is really the earliest time that a person can be makriv the karba? So, Tosis over there in Psachim, and this is the Gemara in Yuma, says that really once when the sun is directly overhead, there's like no shade, the shade's underneath you. But once it tilts slightly to the side, now you have, there's shade. The sun shoots down, and then now because it's tilted, it's not directly overhead, it's on an angle, creates a shade. So that's basically once it creates a shade, so that's the zman for hakrovas karban tamish bein arbayim, and that should be the zman for mincha, and that should be at midday, a second after midday or a minute after midday. You should not have to wait a half hour after midday. So Gemara asks his kash, and Gemara says, right, but it's hard to be mechaven, and you might think it tilted, and it didn't tilt yet, and therefore we wait the half an hour. But it sounds like me'ikar adin, the zman is really at chatzos. Once chatzos comes, that's where the zman for mincha. Now the lashon of the mechaber is la'achar sheishasu mechzo l'mala yatzah. I mean, the mechaber, the shitas is holding this whole thing is b'di'evit. The chatzchila really you should daven mincha ktana. Mincha gedola is b'di'evit. If you wait until 6.5 hours, you yotzei b'di'evit. Mishnah Berurah sivkatan beis mashma d'mikodem achein. If it's before 6.5 hours, meaning right after 12:15, let's say 6 to 6 day. Chatzos is 12 o'clock, 12:15. Mashma d'mikodem achein lo yotzei b'di'evit. Sounds like an ayalte. The yesh miachron and the svilu. The after the chatzchila, even though the chatzchila Chazal said to wait until 12:30. So this balakon of shnishna chatzi shachar chatzels mikol makom b'diavad. B'diavad, a person daven during this half an hour. Lo yis balal shein is b'diavad. He's yotze. He should not daven again. Okay, this is the whole discussion. In Chazal, we're afraid they're going to get it wrong. You're going to think it's 12:01. Really, it's 11:59. So they said wait till 12:30. So did they say wait till 12:30 li'ikuva? And if you don't, the mamish, it's not a davening, it's not a carbon, it's not a whatever. A carbon is more complicated to do that with. Or no, you're supposed to wait till 12:30. But b'diavad, you didn't wait till 12:30. The zman already started at 12:00. So that's the whole discussion. And here the Mishnah Berurah is saying b'diavad, you shouldn't go back. There's also a discussion if Minat Torah there's a requirement to wait till 12:30 or not. It's also a discussion, but it sounds like Minat Torah after 12:01 is also good enough. Okay, now there's another discussion over here. We're talking about, as the Ramah is going to tell us soon, Shol Zmanios. You take the day, so we'll discuss tomorrow how to break up the day, but let's say sunrise, sunset, from Nates to Shkia, 6 to 6, 12 hours, divided by 12, every hour is an hour, 60-minute hour, like that's what you do, 6 to 6, works out very nicely. So, half an hour is 30 minutes. But let's say it's a summer, it's a long day, and the hour is more than 60 minutes, the hour is 70 minutes. So do you need a half an hour of 30 minutes, or do you need half an hour of 35 minutes? What if it's the winter, and it's a short day, and the hour is 50 minutes? Do you wait 25 minutes after Chatzos, or do you have to wait 30 minutes after Chatzos? So Sha'atin Ois Ches discusses this. Vinirli da'afach Sha'atin Ois Ches. Vinirli da'afach Chatzi Shah Sha'ach Chatzos to Mincha Gedolu Gamkin Shos Manios. No, but Gemara Isa Tavar Kiyadadi, because the Gemara compares 9.5 to 6.5. And just like 9.5 shows manios, 6.5 shows manios. Lamaisa, I think people go l'chumra. I think they get, if it's a long day, they do half of a shows mani, but not to be less than 30 minutes. I think that's what they do. Because you could say, Makesha shows manios. The whole point is to make sure you're not confused between before chatzos and after chatzos. Chatzos said wait a half an hour. Half hour is half hour, 30 minutes. Why should you wait 35 minutes? All you need is 30 minutes. And 25 minutes, perhaps would also be good. Or no, 30 minutes. And does Chazal Bechla have a concept of a 30 minute half hour? 60 minute hour? I don't know if they have such a concept. Oh, they do, because you see 9.5 and 6.5. No, but that's Shaul's mind. If I care. Meaning, if the whole point is you don't get confused, there's no reason for the half hour to fluctuate between 20 minutes and 40 minutes, or 25 and 35. Okay, anyway, that's a discussion. Generally, we go l'chumra. Now, in Pei Tetz Aleph, in Hilchos Shachris, I actually had the Shaila recently. Someone was davening later than they were supposed to. Next thing they knew, they were davening Shmon Esrei after Chatzos. Shachris. Right after Chatzos.
Starting
out
in the middle.
They started. Excuse me. They started. Okay, so the Ramah says, after Chatzos, you know how to daven Shachris. And the Mishmur over there says, sounds like right after Chatzos. However, the assumption basically is where Shachris is going to end, Mincha is going to begin. Now, the Chatzchila, Shachris ends at Chatzos and doesn't start till 12:30, and there's a half hour of no man's land. But he brings down their Mekila in the half hour. Most posts go through Ramah. After Chatzos, 12 o'clock, you don't daven Shachris. But let's say someone did. B'diavad, if one daven Shachris in that half hour, B'diavad, they yotze. It's kind of like, it's a suffix. Because it could be that Shachris and Mincha connect. And if Shachris really goes till 12:30, Mincha starts 12:30, Shachris might really be able to go till 12:30. And if Shachris ends at 12, then maybe Mincha can start at 12:30. So you have this L'chatzchila dika no man's land, but L'maisa, it's a suffix if you can daven Shachris, and it's a suffix if you can daven Mincha, but B'diavad, you'd be yotze with either one. I assume B'diavad, you would not be yotze with both, because then Ramadan Shachris, you're not yotze. So the Rebbe Kidega says, brings on the tzach to make it tonight. If a person didn't daven yet, and it's 12:15, if it's still Zman Shachris, this is Shachris, and the next one's going to be Mincha. And if it's Zman Mincha, this is my Mincha, and the next one is, so it will be Tashlumin, the Shachris. That's the... Okay, so the beginning Zman of Mincha Lechatzchila is 6.5 hours in the day. If that half an hour has to be a 30 minute half an hour, or a show zmani is a machlokes, I believe we go l'chumra, either 30 minutes or half of a show zmani, whatever is longer. And you do have this questionable no man's land. Now, if you daven both, so Maman of Shech, you're not Yotze. The question is, which you're not Yotze? So I assume you should daven a third Shmon Esrei. I made this up. Make daven a third Shmon Esrei, make it tonight. If it was my mincha after 12 o'clock, so my mincha was a mincha, my shachris was not, and now I'm doing tashlumin. And if it was the right zman, how does that work? If it was a shachris zman, my shachris was a shachris, but my mincha was not. And therefore now I'm davening mincha. Because it's hard to assess it. Okay, I don't remember. It could be there's a discussion about this. It would probably appear over there and pay test. I looked around. I didn't see. I don't know. Okay, so that's the beginning of Reish Lam Gimel. Out of the beginning is Zman of Mincha. And tomorrow, hopefully, we'll be able to finish the Simen, or at least the Sif, which is the end Zman of Mincha, which is also a very exciting topic.